back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show, and as promised, we've got a little everybody, and it's kind of funny, Laura's not here to tell us, but we had that little 30-second video out there, and then last week when Tom went to play hockey in Kalamazoo, he's out there skating, and someone, the people who are running the audio system, put that 30 seconds up there, and they kept doing it until they're like, what is going on? I heard this song before.
Really?
So, yeah. So they had a little fun with him, and Laura told me that story because she was there too, and she's like, she goes, that sounds like Tom's song, and yeah. So yeah, it took her a minute, but yeah, absolutely. But
maybe
you'll
have a new career making little sound bites for hockey games.
Yeah, it might be, and that was the Empty Promises and Broken Dreams song, the one. So we got a full video made for that. I guess for this, I guess we might as well just promo now. We want to hear it, the 30 seconds?
Yeah. This is Empty Promises, Broken Dreams.
Yeah, here it is, 30 seconds of it.
By the Trussin' Bird Band.
Yes, you're right on.
You looked at me, then ran and hid. Didn't know what I might have did. The memory fades of the love we share. The road it passes is paved with.
That.
That's a real good song there, Rob Dog.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. It's kind of tough.
It's got some great beat to it. I like it.
Yeah. And in that song, I wrote it. I did the vocals and a little harmonica on it. And Tom Russin did all the rest of the music on it. We had a good time making that song. But, what did you think about that, Mason? I know that you kind of like doing a little video. And what do you think about Laura's work on that, the video, which
Boy,
you can check out?
Laura is just a natural.
She shot that on a
GoPro, too.
She did. Well, I gave her a little bit of a quick lesson on kind of framing and always keep me on one part of the scene and have Tom in the back. And,
well, you're a good teacher.
And I'm a good editor, too. So, yeah. And we shot it 8 different times.
She did really good.
Mm-hmm. So, and then the shots that I did of Tom just playing the close-ups, that's what covers everything else. So if the shot wasn't right, then that's what you cover it with. So then it makes, selective editing makes every shot a good shot. It's not that you can shoot everything good all the time, because even the best of shooters sometimes lose framing or step on something or whatever it may be. So you
edit
that out.
Even Michael Jordan has missed a shot.
That's right. That's right. He certainly has. So I guess with all that being said, we also have another song, which is kind of funny. Laura, we had this. We've been talking about it, telling Tom he's been on the grill too long, and it's time to maybe retire and move on, and let's go make music and have fun and do those good things. And he's kind of resistant to it, so we wrote him a song called Release the Grill, which we talked about on the show.
And you're going to play that now?
Well, yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Well, we'll do 30 seconds of that song, too, because it's not quite finished, but I'm going to pick, because we still want to put some female voices and some stuff in it, but it's such a really good song, and we need to fill some time here, so I figure we might as well listen to 30 seconds of it.
Yeah, let's
work?
Do it.
All right, here we go. Release the Grill.
Bacon, scrambled eggs, French toast, and pancakes on the grill. Got a spatula in his left, in his tongs, in his right. A grill warrior, this man is out of sight.
All right, Release the Grill, Tommy. I hope he's out there listening this morning. He does usually listen to the show, and he had noticed even one time that Broken Promises and Empty Promises and
empty
Broken Dreams.
Empty Promises and Broken Dreams.
We made them so fast, I can't even remember the titles of them half the time. And they're like, hey, can you sing that? And I'm like, well, no, I've got to learn it, because kind of when you record it, you're not learning. You learn the song, but you really don't learn a song until you listen to it over and over again. And even when you write it, you just don't remember all those lyrics.
So who wrote it, you or Tommy?
Tom wrote did all the music, but I wrote the lyrics and performed the vocals.
Very nice.
And a little harmonica, too.
When you record the vocals, you did it by memory, or you had a lyric sheet?
I had a lyric sheet. I mean, because what I do is, he gave me, we kind of worked up for that song, we worked up a music bed for it. then I took it and put words to it. And then, and I sometimes will write those. Sometimes I will just put it on the computer and then actually sing to it and just build it that way and not actually write any of those, but I'll build it right on the timeline. But yeah. Then to go over there and do the vocals at his house, yes, I transcribed them all and put them so I could see them nice and big and didn't even have to wear my glasses.
So you do that at the Russins?
Yeah, we did that over there. I do that over here, too, on my stuff.
Do it
but
here
Tom,
too?
Yep, Tom, when we did this, he said, yeah, I'll do it, but I want to do the mix and I want to control the studio stuff. And I said, fair enough. You know, I'm happy to rob and I can write songs all day. If that was my full-time job, I'd be able to write 3 or 4 songs a day.
Oh, that's
easily.
Great.
Easily. They're just words.
Yeah.
And
putting them together.
Yeah. And the nice thing is you don't even have to really even speak English. I mean, because you're not writing with sentences. You're writing with kind of phrases. There's a lot of songs that when you write them, they have a cohesive story that you're actually telling.
Right.
But then when you look at a lot of popular songs, basically it's a bunch of one-liners strung together with a chorus.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it sounds easier than what it is, I'm sure.
I guess it's not that easy, but I haven't been doing it all that long either. But no, it's always kind of one of those things, you know, music is a release. You know, you put those words on paper, you put them to a song that describes a time in your life or somebody else's, or you tell another story. So yeah, that's what's really kind of cool about it. That's what I like about it.
Well, I didn't realize how much you were into playing that music,
Well, it's, you know, to me, I think it's kind of a midlife crisis kind of thing. You know, it was one of those things where I've always been into music all my life, but it was, you know, through a marriage and then another long relationship after that. You know, kind of when you're in those things, you don't really explore other things. And
yeah, if he was in a marriage, he probably wouldn't be able to have that big old drum set set up right in the living room.
No. I wouldn't have a radio show because I'd have to have a full-time job and all those other things. Because that was always kind of a bone of contention.
Well, you're doing what you love now.
It is. And it's some kind. I do what I want. I buy what I want. And no one tells me, but there are trade-offs to all of that out there. The single life is nice. But there certainly are trade-offs to not having someone to wake up to and say good morning to and know that they're out there also.
Well, if you keep playing that funky music, you're going to have lots of women chasing
you.
No,
they don't because they go ahead and hurt me and we might write a song about you. I think that makes them leery because I would in a heartbeat.
Maybe most of those women out there don't know you're single.
Oh, my goodness, the poor one.
Oh, we tried to Rob a date. He's very much against dating the listeners.
He's being picky, isn't he?
For one, I am picky. And two, this radio show is not my dating service.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
But you got a couple of female
listeners.
No, not only.
Two of them, probably.
No, I was talking about Laura and Tina are excellent networkers.
They are. And yes, but you know what? I've got a lot of things that I want to accomplish. And I do believe that I put myself in that situation. There's a lot of things I won't get accomplished.
Yeah.
I'm not living much longer.
Well, you're working with
you just said you're having a midlife crisis and you're pushing 50. That means you're going to live to 100.
No, I think I'll probably be done by about 75. I've got a lot to do. My body feels good. I'm strong. I've got a lot of energy, and I've got to do it. And those other things like that just suck the life right
out of you. People come into your lives for a reason. You know, Laura and Tom are great people, and they have come into your life, and now look what's happening.
Surrogate boyfriend and girlfriend. And I get to go home at the end of the day.
Yeah, they named a sandwich after you.
I know.
Yeah. Play music with you.
They're awesome. I love them very much, and I'm enjoying my time with them. But we do have to move on the show. We're going to be calling Dan Williams from the Liberty Hyde Bailing
exciting.
When we come back, on Rob Bird's Boondock Show.